Yeah, yeah. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Might get this out in time for that to be relevant still.
Yeah.
If it's not, I'll just edit it out.
Like this month at least.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of want it out. When can you stop saying Happy New Year?
Now.
I think you've got. I think it's the first time you see everyone in January.
All right.
Because yeah.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Well, yeah. Happy New Year, people, even if it's March.
You never know.
We have a special episode tonight.
Well, special, but not special. Like it's.
Well, it's a special as in different.
Yeah, slightly.
Not special as in.
Yeah, no, it's not that special.
No. Fuck. But we all get to tell a tale.
Yeah.
Who's going first? You are.
No, I'm not.
You can
I'm
go
definitely
first. You're
not.
Ready.
No, I'm not. No.
I'll go
no.
first.
All right, Kate's going to go first.
So I found a dumb serial killer.
Dumb serial killer? Fuck me.
So
that makes the cop so much dumber because he got away with at least two murders.
Yeah, yeah true, because it's a serial killer. Good
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
So this, my story, is on a man named Dennis Nielsen, who was a serial killer from Fraserburgh, Scotland.
Scotland?
Scotland.
Fucking air.
Dennis's killing spree lasted from 1978 until his arrest in 1983. He was convicted for the murders of six young men, although he confessed to 12.
Jesus.
Dennis, your typical serial killer upbringing, parents separated, him, mum and the siblings went and lived with his mum's dad, I think, and his grandfather had unexpectedly died. And he saw his body at the funeral and he said that this traumatized him and gave him a big fascination and added to his behavioral
psychopathy. Right.
Along the way. But Dennis was also a homosexual and never accepted or came to terms with his sexuality. So
I feel like I know this story.
Yeah, I think I've heard this.
It's almost like he's been angry at himself. So all these men that he would bring back.
Oh, yeah, they take it out on other people.
He would
yeah.
then murder. So he, Dennis mainly killed his victims by strangulation and would then drown them. He washed a couple of the bodies, had sex with a couple of the corpses.
Oh, fuck.
And
this is a short story.
Yeah, well, you can tell she's brushing through the victims here. The guy ages. He bathed them, fucked them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, killed, bathed, fucked and tortured.
Hit them in various locations around his apartment somewhere.
Oh, god damn.
Under the floorboards.
Oh, yes. I have heard this fucking one. Yes.
Somewhere,
the stinky cunt.
Yeah, somewhere
yes.
hidden in wardrobes.
Yes, yes, yes.
God,
yeah.
And then when these spaces got full, he hid them in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, how do you hide it in the kitchen sink?
Under the floor.
So some of them were dismembered, placed in plastic bags. Some were just left as full corpses under the floorboards where he would then remove them have a conversation with them, probably have
Holy
sex
fuck.
With them, put them back in
I'm
the
sorry, but that does not all come from having your parents separate, moving with another relative
no,
and then seeing
a dead
corpse.
Body.
Yeah. I think it come to him not coping with his sexuality.
Yeah, so and taking it out. This is why you don't suppress people's sexuality, fuckers.
Yeah but there's always more to it, isn't it? There's some weird shit.
Oh, yeah, no, just because you suppress doesn't mean you're going to end up being insane.
So when he would quite often spray air freshener or fly spray around.
As if that did anything to mask
it. When the bodies were too decomposed and started smelling too much, he would then burn them in the backyard and crush all the bones into.
So wait, he lived in apartments.
Lived in an apartment, yes.
And he burned them in the backyard.
So people complained about the noise. And
well, that's your first stupid thing right there.
And he would blame it on the drains.
Smelly drains.
Smelly drains, you know, or the building.
Okay, so I can see where you're going with the dumb criminal thing right now because...
So hush your little mouth.
He's a fucking
like,
idiot.
Like, seriously, the first thing is that you're burning them in the backyard.
Is this the one
you have an apartment.
You
obviously,
said it was
it's
fish?
A shared backyard.
It was off fish or something in his fridge?
No, he could have... Well, I didn't read that on what I read, but he could have possibly said that. Yeah, so he would perform sexual acts with them, dig them up. He would dismember the bodies, burn them in the backyard... Crushing bones into the ground, like I just said. Sometimes he even boiled skulls to remove the flesh, crushed the skulls or and got rid of parts in.
That's a lot of work.
What do you reckon you're doing while you're like waiting for the food to cook? You're like just chucking on a podcast and sitting back.
He's probably having sex with a different
cook.
Having a
wine. Cooking wine. Fucking hell.
Oh my God. And then that smell.
But that, you know, that just goes above and beyond. Like, I'm a serial killer. I kill people. I bury them. Like,
you're fucking disturbed. Shit up.
Like,
yeah.
You are fucked in the head.
He probably only killed another one when the last corpse was so rotted that he couldn't fuck it anymore and he needed fresh meat, literally.
Fresh meat. Well, in an attempt to stop his homicidal behavior, Dennis Nielsen moved to the top floor of the same apartment building that he was living in. So he's moved off the ground floor because, you know, if he's in the top, it's not easy enough to just go out and burn a body, you'll probably have blood dripping through the floorboards too if you lived on the top one. But anyway, so he's moved from the ground floor up to the top and there were five other tenants who lived in the apartment complex. One day, one of the tenants called a drain specialist to come and have a look at a blocked drain. All the tenants were there while this guy was checking out the drain, which is super weird, but either way, and as the technician went down the drain to check it, upon inspection, he discovered rotting human remains.
I remember this one.
So it would appear that the move to the top floor didn't exactly work out very well for Dennis, so he continued this behaviour.
Are you going to say what the guy thought, what the plumber dude thought it was when he first saw it?
Well, from what I read, he just thought it was – what have you read?
I'm pretty sure it was this one. He thought it looked like pieces of KFC.
Ew.
Oh.
Yuck.
Like he didn't have a bite.
A couple of resources that I read, it just said that he thought they were human remains, so then come back up and the police weren't coming out until the next day to investigate.
What? Really?
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's odd. Fucking weird.
So, yeah, it turns out obviously he couldn't hide them as well up here, so he would dismember them and flush them down the toilet, flush the body parts down the toilet. So they were teeny tiny, like,
ugh. I'm sorry, but if you can't flush a tampon down the toilet, you can't flush human remains down the toilet and not block it.
He must have been doing a good job. And I don't know how long he was living on that top floor either, so I don't know how many years or months worth of bodies.
He was killing when he was on the bottom floor as well.
Yep.
So when he moved
to the top floor,
did he get rid of all the bodies before he moved, or did he take them with him?
I think he owned the place. I think he was renting it out to other people, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
Like, he owned it and lived in there and subletted it or whatever.
Either way, you got the people in real close quarters for hiding dead bodies. Yeah. And burning them. And
as if you
want to
live with that
them.
Stinky cunt anyway. There's nothing wrong with you if you're living in that fucking.
Yeah, because that smell would not be contained.
Well, maybe not wrong. Something wrong with your life.
It would be through the apartment complex. But what made Dennis come undone was the night. So the technician was there during the day. The police were coming out the next day. That night, Dennis was seen acting suspiciously around the drain. And as a tenant walked up to see what was happening, Dennis was actually trying to remove the human remains.
Before the police came.
Before the police came.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So yeah, Dennis tried to plead not guilty on terms of insanity and mental defect.
Being a complete fucking dumbass. Yeah.
But a jury found him guilty of 6 murders. So they obviously only found enough remains for 6 people, and he was sentenced to life in jail with non-parole period of 25 years.
Because you're insane, motherfucker.
And upon inspection of the backyard, police found thousands and thousands of pieces of bones from when he'd burnt them.
Oh, my God. So there'd still be so many bone fragments that you didn't get.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it could well be 12 victims.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he's admitted to the 12. So that's my dumb criminal.
Yeah.
That is dumb. But
yep, dumbass award goes to that cunt for flushing bodies down the toilet.
But he's really lucky at the same time. How, like, the fact that he could even get that many without being caught.
Do you reckon if he killed 9 people, he would have got away with it? Just because he can't block
the... Probably.
He'd had a lot of run-ins with the police during his life where young men would say he was taking photos of them while they were sleeping, or he'd tried strangling them, but obviously there wasn't enough evidence and he
Oh, sometimes you feel nice and cozy and protected, and then you hear about fucking sick cunts.
But like, you know what? So many serial killers do a lot of stupid things that they should have got caught for and don't, and then they kill a whole horde.
Jeffrey Dahmer's the classic one.
Yeah. When that they guy escaped from his apartment.
Fuck. Oh, my God. What happened to those cops? The Dahmer
Hopefully
cops.
They're still not living it down.
I bet you they fucking went on to probably have successful careers.
Probably a slap on the wrist, if anything.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Loser.
Damn, all right,
that's
Sashi.
My dummy.
Oh, God.
He's your dumb ass.
So I picked this one because there were so many dumb people in this.
Oh, really?
And, like, it's not as awesome as your story. But there's just so many stupid people. I just can't believe this actually happened, but it did. Okay, so this is in October 2013. There's a real estate developer. We're just going to call him Tan. That's probably not how you even pronounce his first name, but Tan. I've got no hope
that's what we're rolling with.
Of the last name.
Yep.
So, Tan. He was being sued by a rival real estate developer we're going to call Wei.
Tan and Wei. Okay. Is there going to be heaps of names we're going to have to remember?
There's heaps of names, but I'll make it easier for you.
Okay, cool, cool.
Okay, so this must have really pissed him off because he decided to go and hire a hitman.
Oh, Jesus.
Now we're going to call this...
That escalated quickly.
No shit. So first, like, maybe stupid move. I'm sure it happens a lot. Okay, so this hitman, his first name is XI, so let's just call him X.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
Z? I don't know.
Sound
ignorant if you try.
Okay. So he hires X to kill Wei. According to a court release, the businessman offered the hitman 2 million Chinese yuan. I think I'm pronouncing that
so
right.
Do we know how much that is in like Australian or American or
nowhere
English
near that
money?
Much. Like
yeah. Not millions.
No.
Is it hundreds of thousands or you don't know?
I think it's over 100,000. Not 100% sure.
Right.
I should have checked that.
I'll look it up and I'll put it up on because we'll have the video for this one. So I'll put it up on that.
Cool. Yeah, so 200 million yuan.
Yuan.
For the job. So X, the first hitman, took the money.
Mr. X.
And decided to subcontract a second hitman.
Fuck. Mr. Y.
Mo.
Mo. Mo.
I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it either, but it's spelled Mo.
Mo.
Paying him 1 million yuan to kill Wei.
So he's pocketing $1 million for doing nothing.
Yeah, like easy
he's
money, right?
It's fucking smart.
Sounds good, yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
So the second hitman then hired another hitman.
Oh, my God. Some cunt's going to kill this dude for a bloody can of Coke.
I feel so like there's going to be an undercover.
This is like a babushka doll hitman fucking.
It just keeps getting smaller amounts. Okay, so the third hitman, Yang. It
sounds like a riddle.
It does.
It does. It sounds like a Chinese proverb type thing.
Yeah. Apples are less.
Okay. Second hitman, then hired third hitman, Yang, paying him 270,000 yuan.
He got ripped the fuck off.
Up front with the promise of an additional 500,000 yuan when the job was done.
Right, okay.
Yang, the third hitman.
No, he didn't.
Then hired. No.
That's awesome.
Another Yang. Yang Ji, the fourth hitman to do the deed, paying him 200,000 yuan up front with the promise of 500,000 yuan after the deed was done.
He was going to only make 70,000 yuan. Yeah, if the dude died.
The fourth hitman.
No. This
then,
is a babushka, though.
Then hired the fifth. The fifth and final hitman, Ling, who agreed to do the job for 100,000 yuan, which is not even close to 20,000 Australian dollars.
Oh, my God.
But instead of carrying out the hit, Ling met with Wei, the target. They met at a cafe And Ling told Wei, for, quote, "For just 100,000 yuan, I do not want to kill you, but you have to cooperate with me." He went on to tell him that the contract had been taken out on his life, and his idea was to fake Wei's death.
Yeah.
And Wei agrees. So the Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported Wei was bound and gagged in photos, and Ling sent the photos to his employer. The news travelled up the chain of subcontractors up to the original client, Tan. They then reported it to the police. So the police have, like, they've got it all on his phone, the photos sent through with all the messages and all that sort of stuff. Tam was sentenced to 5 years in prison, while the five hitmen were sentenced between 2 and 4 years of prison time.
What idiot.
And that is my very story of very dumb human beings.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
It's gone from two.
They would have thought they were gun smart too.
Yeah, I'll just get this man to do it. I pay him this.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe that six people went to prison.
And he was still alive.
And probably sued that motherfucker for a lot more in the end.
He probably took out a hit. Yeah, and won the
real estate battle.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, so funny.
Wade's loving it.
I hope the last hitman didn't go to jail.
No, well, apparently they all did.
Wow.
Yeah, so he probably only got like the 2 years, where the others would have got closer to the 4 years, and then the main guy got 5 years.
Damn.
So unbelievable, isn't it?
But why would you want to fake your death? Like, I mean, how do you live? How do you get money?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, even the guy that they took the hit out on, even he was a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Because, how did you think faking your death was going to work? You're going to split,
what, fucking 20 grand?
Yeah, so he went and then disappeared for like 10 days after faking the death, and then thought, oh, wait, this isn't going to work. I'm just going to go and actually hand all this evidence into the police because I'm a real estate, big real estate guy. People are going to know if I'm still alive. Like, because you can't just fake, you got to fake a funeral. You got to tell your family, your friend. Like, that doesn't work. So, yeah, he disappeared for about 10 days and then went, no, actually, this isn't going to work. I'm just going to go to the police. So, all up, seven very stupid individuals.
Yeah. Wow.
That is fabulous.
There you go. Good story.
That is fabulous.
Is that criminal? Yeah, it is.
They all went to prison. Pretty sure
they
were
trying to kill each other. Yeah. Of course it's fucking criminal.
Are you a dumb criminal? Thinking,
no one died. But yeah, that's what I was thinking along the lines of murder.
Well, one guy was meant to die five times.
They were known hitmen, which is hilarious.
Yeah, no, I could join the list.
So good. Their reputation just went right downhill, didn't it?
That's fucking great.
I never even considered if I was a hitman to just, you know what? I just want this weekend off. I'm just going to get my mate to do it and charge, like, pay him a bit less and still make some cash. Or Uen.
If I was Wei, I would be disappointed that my life went from $2 million to $100,000.
Yeah, no shit, eh?
Okay, beat that.
No, I can't. But remember, the good thing is,
We're supposed to judge who's the dumbest criminal.
Yeah, no, we can't, because they're all very different. They're all going to be different. And yours are seven dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah, I win.
Yeah, yeah, you do. You get the award. But all right. Mine is totally fucking different. So change of mood.
Peace.
Yes, and it's actually debatable whether you can call him a dumb criminal because. But they're dumb, all right? And what they did was criminal, all right? So fire me.
Oh, you're really having trouble with narrowing down what a dumb criminal is.
Yeah. Well, no, can't. They're not really, they're normal idiots. They're dumb motherfuckers.
And they did a criminal deed. Did they do something criminal? So they would be.
Sort of. You'll see what I mean. You'll see what I mean. It's not really that criminal, but it is fucking dumb.
As long as they're dumb.
All right. Ready?
Did you get your own theme music?
Yeah, I did for this. Boom.
Where's my theme music?
Yeah, because we're going deep into the earth.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we are. Cave diving.
Oh, no. get claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Anxiety's
yeah. That's right.
Oh, yes.
I'm grabbing more wine. I'm just going to grab more wine.
Oh, my God. No, you can't do that. Then you're like killing the mood. I'm like, just got it all built up. You're like, all right. Time out.
The only thing you're building is my anxiety. Yeah, like
if this was the fucking wrestling arena, there'd be lights going, be walking out. You're just like, oh, hang on, commercial. All right. Boom, boom. Ooh,
I
like
that. I avoid these types of stories for a reason.
All right.
I think I even know the one you're going to do.
No, you don't.
I'm pretty sure I do.
How would you know it?
Because I remember you telling me one particular story.
No, I deliberately avoided making it one I've already told you.
That was like semi-criminal, really dumb, and very claustrophobic.
Yeah, nah, it's not that one. I think I know the one you're thinking of, and it's not that. Anyway, this one. Actually, I don't want to give it the same title as the where I got it from. So we'll call it Jacob's Well. Okay?
All right.
Jacob's Well.
Yep. Oh, I got to stop doing that. I'll cut that out. I literally need to do that before I tour, though.
You can't cut things out with theme music because they're going to link up. All right,
usually I do that like 20 times an episode and we usually edit it out. Fucking magic.
No fuck ups on this one because you can't edit it with the music.
Let's go. All right, so Jacob's Well is a beautiful clear water spring located in central Texas. It's a popular swimming location for novice and expert divers alike. The surface of Jacob's Well is only 4 meters wide, and it's a body of beautiful water. However, the deeper you go into Jacob's Well, the more dangerous it becomes. Okay.
Yeah, just don't go there. Fuck.
The well is made up of 4 chambers that go deep below the surface. Once you jump into the well, you can then go to the first chamber by going 30 feet straight down, after which the first chamber goes down to about 55 feet. All right. So in this chamber, it's pretty good sun. You're already fucking freaked out. It's nothing. So this chamber has pretty good sunlight. It's got animals and wildlife and algae and shit in it. And, like, it's a place where novice divers can go. All right.
Now I think I know which one you're doing.
Do you? Maybe. Right. So once you reach the bottom of the first chamber, there is an even narrower hole. That is the second chamber. Like, that hole is the second chamber. The entire thing is just a narrow tunnel that goes down 80 feet.
Oh, wow.
Straight to hell.
So if you were game enough to venture down here, you would absolutely...
Stupid enough, you mean?
Well, yes. You would. Because you don't have to be like a full professional diver to go on the second chamber. You just need to have your wits about you, because when you're ascending from the second chamber, so when you're coming back up, there is another little hole that looks exactly like the second chamber, but it's actually a false chimney that leads around and around and around and around and then comes to like a dead end, and you just like smash into this dead end, and then you've obviously got to like turn around and come back and go up there, back up the real chamber. But, you know, divers only have limited amount of oxygen.
No shit.
Yeah, so if you don't have enough air when you're turning around there, you got to fucking hope.
Fuck.
So now once you've reached the bottom of the second chamber, you'd be greeted by an even narrower entrance, which is to the third chamber. If you're an experienced driver or crazy enough to enter the third chamber.
Diver.
Yeah. You would have to squeeze through the narrow entrance, and it's a serious, serious squeeze. Like you're like, because you got the oxygen tanks and shit on, it's fucking hard to wriggle your way through.
To get through.
Not at that point. Once you managed to push yourself out of the tight entrance, you would arrive into a tiny room that is only 10 feet high, has almost no light, and can actually be completely blinding because it's filled with loose gravel and silt. So if you, like, put your fins in the wrong spot or knock something.
I'm sorry, why the fuck do people do this?
People love exploring and adventuring.
But you can't see.
Yeah, well, if you do that, the whole thing will just fill up with silt.
Oh, my God.
All right, so it's blinding.
Oh,
and yuck. Then you don't really want that. That's not ideal at all because obviously got to find your way back up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
scared. So for all intents and purpose, at least as far as humans are concerned, the bottom of the third chamber of Jacob's Well is meant to mark the end of your descent, right? So that's where...
So you turn around and go back.
Yeah.
However, at the bottom of the third chamber, there is a steel grate. This steel grate covers an incredibly tight passage that leads to the fourth chamber, otherwise known as the Virgin Cave. Why the Virgin Cave? Because no one has ever seen it that has ever seen it has lived long enough to describe how it looks, hence the big steel grate.
Gross.
Now, this is where the story really kicks off. In 1983, two college students named Richard Patton and Clark McConnell, who were both experienced cave divers and had dived in Jacob's Well previously, decided to do something completely dumb and attempt to get into the fourth chamber. So Richard and Clark got their gear together and began their descent through the first chamber and down through the ever-tightening second and third chambers until they reached the grate.
I feel like this is a bad, bad idea.
The two pulled out some gear they had brought with them and were able to get the grate open. Now, the entrance to the fourth chamber is so tight that in order to get through it, Richard, who was the first to enter, needed to take off his oxygen tank and push it through the hole ahead of him. Then, while keeping the breathing apparatus in his mouth, he squeezed headfirst through the hole and wriggled his way down.
Stop it. No, I don't want to hear any more.
Clark,
nightmares.
Who was waiting for Richard to get through the tunnel, would later report that as soon as Richard had squeezed his way through, he almost immediately came screaming back up towards the top of the hole and was trying to squirm his way back out. Clark soon realised that Richard had actually lost his oxygen tank and was scrambling his way back to the surface on a single breath.
Fuck!
Oh, my God. No, oh, my God.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
I feel sick. You are actually making me feel sick.
Clark helped to yank Richard out of the hole and then gave him his mouthpiece. So now the pair are at the bottom of the third chamber trying to make their way up and their buddy breathing.
Sharing. Yeah. Fuck.
So
I need a buddy breather right now.
I need to actually remember to breathe right now.
The two get out of the third chamber and are swimming up and out of the second chamber before their heads suddenly smash into a wall. This is when they realise they had actually come up the false chimney.
Fuck.
Not long after that, they hear the gut-wrenching sound of k-tonk, the sound of their oxygen tank running out.
No.
No.
Clark took a massive breath, turned and swam for his life out of the false chimney into the second chamber, up through the first chamber before just managing to make it to the surface before it was too late. But Richard wasn't so lucky. And he spent the final moments of his life trapped in a tiny tunnel, blinded by silt, running out of air and frantically trying to get out before ultimately succumbing to a watery grave.
Oh, my God.
I hate you so much.
Recovery divers would later go in to retrieve Richard's body and they found him jammed up at the top of the false chimney.
Oh, that's horrific.
See, I knew one of them had to live because that was way too detailed to... You know, to just for them to figure out, like someone had to live, but that's fucked, Cameron. Thank
yeah.
you.
That is fucked. So they wanted. So yeah, were criminal charges yeah. laid against him?
Like, I don't actually know. That's a good question. I reckon he suffered enough. Hey.
I think he suffered enough.
But yeah, don't fucking go where they tell you not to go, people.
I actually feel so fucking anxious right now.
I hate you so much. That's horrible. God. You.
That is
you win.
No, they were the dumbest, though, were they?
No, mine were the dumbest.
Yeah.
that is tragically horrific.
That is so horrible. That's like a horror story. That is my
nasty.
Horror story.
Nasty.
That is my own personal hell.
Do you like my little written music for it?
I can't believe you wrote yourself. Where's my written music?
I love the music for when we were doing the come up bit.
Mine could have been a way more jauntier type song. Yours could have been, you know, serial killer sounds. Yeah. But no, fuck, that's a horrible, horrible story. I don't know how you listen to them all the time. That's yuck.
No, they're really good. Shout out to Mr. Ballin. He's really good. Go check him out on YouTube. He does all sorts of fucking crazy ass stories like that.
No, nope. No, thank you. I will not be doing that. Will you feel free? Just don't share them with me anymore. I'm going to hit any more of those.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, we did that pretty well.
We
only
did.
30 odd minutes in.
That would be our
but that's
shortest
cool.
ever.
Little short, sweet mini.
That's
but it's
right.
a fucking good one.
A little warm up back in.
Yeah, let us know who you think was the dumbest one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Get into it. Fuck.
Vote one for Kate.
Yeah.
Vote two for Sasha. Vote three for Cameron.
Yes.
right. Who's up next week? You did two in a row, so you're safe for a bit.
Yeah, I think it's my turn.
What horrible, grotesque, fucked up, disturbing filth have you got for us?
I'm going to do the one that you'll know what I'm talking about. I don't know if you'll remember, Kate, but it was a request and it was the one that I took before we got the request. Remember I told you the details of it and told you how fucked up it was?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And then we got requested for it.
Was it the pommy one?
No, it's going to be a good one.
It was a different one.
Going to be a good one.
I'm not personally going to enjoy telling this one. It's like a step away from what I won't cover, like children and things. It's one step away from that fucked up. So prepare yourself.
Make sure you wear an extra pair of knickers.
Yeah. I will be.
Clearly. Might need some extra drinkies that night.
Yeah, I definitely will be.
No, that'll be good.
Okay, cool. Into the swing of it.
Yep. Get onto our socials, people. We're starting to get a little bit more active on there, and it's good to see a bunch of new people on there lately. Join our Patreon. We'll like model our shirt or something soon so you can actually see its existence.
I'm the only one that fucking wears it anyway.
We wear it for comfort on normal days.
I wear it to bed all the time.
I wear it on podcast day, you know, when we're meant to wear them.
Anyway, definitely join the Team Fucked crew and, yeah, go and get fucked on Patreon. That is. Sasha, why do you always look at me like, you know, we have to finish the episode? Like, you have to come up with a closer.
Why do you always look at me to come up with
it? That's what I'm doing. And you look at me like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I just look at you like, oh, you're good at talking. And I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Look at you mesmerized.
All right. We love you all very much, people. Yes. And peace out. Happy New Year and all that. Hopefully 2021 is better than the last cunt of a year, but I doubt
rely
it.
On it.
Have you seen that meme with the tidal wave where it says 2020? And then the bigger fucking tidal wave above that says 2021. That's what we're in for, bitches. Let's ride this wave together.
Wait, what about
Hopefully
that?
America doesn't burn between now and the next time we fucking talk to you.
A few places burning right now. What about that meme where, you know, the latest Joker movie where he's on the stairs?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And he's got it next to him.
Yeah.
And it's 2020 showing 2021 around the office.
Yeah, that's great. We're all in it together. At least there's going to be plenty of podcast episodes to come out of these next couple of years,
For sure.
I reckon.
Yeah,
we could even do a fucked up moments of 2020. Oh, mate, just take your pick. You'd have to do a day by day fucking
number one.
Yeah. Considering it's all history now.
Yeah, it's total histories of the fucked. We've all been through it together. That's the famous quote, the famous, what is it, Chinese proverb, I think. May your life be lived in uninteresting times.
What's my new favourite quote, Cameron? Remember the one I wanted to have put on a t-shirt?
Life is the misery in between disappointment.
And I was like, that's so me.
Oh, shit. And on that happy note, see you later. You filthy animals.